It's close to midnight. Something evil's lurking in the dark. Under the moonlight, you see a sight that almost stops your heart. You try to scream, but terror takes the sound before you make it. You start to freeze, and so it looks you right between your eyes. You're very.
Hello and welcome to the Multimedia Men podcast number 19. It's a new year. It is 2014 officially. This is our 19th podcast. I can't believe we made it this far alive.
Did you just say ew?
Ew.
Almost there.
Oh my god, 19.
My name is Brian Kluger.
So fast. And
where can you be found?
At boomstickcomics.com, highdefdigest.com.
Ooh.
And I'm with Gadiel Khan.
Hi, how you doing? GadielKhan.com.
And I'm with... Go look at it. It's a great site.
Yeah, it's great.
I'm with Adam Conway.
Hey, how's it going?
Where can we find you?
Angelica, over there in the
Angelica, yeah.
Angelica Dallas.
Facebook.
Facebook.
Hollow.
Yeah. And Andrew Conway.
MySpace.
Hello.
Where can we find you at?
You can't find me anywhere.
You're Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
You can hire him to film anything you want.
He'll touch you.
I mean anything.
Does anyone still use Friendster?
Yes, Andrew's on Friendster.
I have one friend.
Are you really on Friendster? Stop it.
You have one friend on Friendster, and it's your brother.
And we're with Gwen Reyes.
Y'all live in the same place.
Gwen Reyes with RealFixin.com and QuestionFixin.com.
Oh, heck
yes.
It was
actually Tom from MySpace. He's my friend.
And we are all the Multimedia Men. And you can look us up on our Facebook page and tell us if you think we're hot or not.
Yeah, we're 19.
Because Brian is...
We are 19 years old.
Brian is sexy and he knows it, so...
That's true.
He'll grow your mustache any way you want.
Any way you want?
Yeah,
that's
true.
Why would he grow his
mustache? I will grow your mustache, too.
He'll grow his own mustache, maybe, but I don't know about everyone else's.
We like to ramble in this place.
And so, since it's the new year, 2014, new podcast, we're going to try to play a drinking game. So, if anybody curses on this podcast, they have to take a shot. And we have...
Son of a...
We have a shot of gross. 1776 James E. Pepper straight rye whiskey. It's 100 proof.
Oh,
yeah, it's legit.
And since Gwen is being just a ridiculous person and not
Sorry.
Drinking for 4 months...
You look quite lovely in the green.
We can't wait for you to fall off the wagon.
I'm excited about it as well.
She's going to...
I will not confess enough.
She's going to drink olive juice.
No, pickle juice.
Olive juice.
She said she hated olive juice.
Oh, God, really? Good luck
like
with
juice,
that shit.
So drinking olive juice.
I'll drink pickle
drink.
Juice.
That is number one.
Who would have thought it would be me? Damn it. Damn it doesn't count.
That one does count. You gotta
come on. What are we, like...
No cursing. It started...
Why?
Damn it is not. It's in the dictionary.
Oh no, damn it! But you said the S word.
I did
say
the
S word.
Yeah.
So now he has to say. Now he has to take a shot now too.
He said the S word.
Yeah.
Did you say it?
Yeah. He just said it. He has to take one now too.
What did I say?
Do you need help opening that?
Guys, are you struggling?
I got it.
Oh, it's a cork.
Shut up.
What's the S word?
Oh, it's a cork.
It sounds like syphilis.
No, it doesn't.
That starts.
You can say ships. There you go.
We'll do half a shot.
We can do like a
looks
little.
Looks so gross.
So we can use like.
Or you can always just put it in there.
Battlestar Galactica.
That's what she said.
We're not doing like a full shot.
Can't believe you saved
this. Put a little, just put
you guys always put it in there.
Frack this crap.
Skull and Crossbones just came out of the top of it right in the opening. So I don't know.
So
we haven't even begun the podcast. What is wrong with us?
Fine, continue.
Okay. So here we go. We're doing our top three music videos. And these are our personal favorites. They just took the shot of whiskey. They're both slurping their soda now.
I'm going to need a lot more other
I'm not
stuff.
I never signed on for this. I'm
oh, my.
Yes, you are. If you curse.
I want to curse a lot.
I'm going to cry.
Oh.
Nobody else can see them. They're both crying a little bit.
Oh. It's still there.
It's
I
burning.
Can't deal with this.
God, my whole body's
just
burning.
It off. His body.
Oh. So.
Next week, we should just do beer.
Oh.
I'm never cursing again.
So top three music videos. These are our personal favorites. These are not like what we think are the all time. These are what's ones that have stuck with us that we really like to watch. And I will start with Gotti.
Woo!
Good day,
after
sir.
That,
good day,
my
sir.
Face is burnt off. So the personal part of it's important because I think everyone would be like honorable mention. I'll just go ahead and throw it out there. Like Michael Jackson invented music videos, so any music video he did would be, I think, on anyone's list.
Who's Michael Jackson?
He is a I think he has his own category.
Thriller on its own is the single greatest music video ever created.
Kids these days have no idea who that is. You should probably
kids know. Elaborate. Kids still
everybody
know.
Knows who Michael Jackson.
Children don't be listening to our podcast.
Exactly.
Which Michael?
I also
that place you go to.
The hottest 7 year olds.
Well,
the NAMBLA community.
You know, Thriller's great, but then also Scream is probably one of my
Smooth Criminals.
Scream is still
Smooth Criminals genius. Dirty Diana is there a video
Man
for
in
that?
The Mirror.
There is, but it's just a live show.
That's
Black and White's always
but Captain EO.
Bad.
Captain EO is an hour long music.
Yeah, I mean, so I think Michael set the forefront. So I'm just throwing his name out there that
That's
we don't
the time.
Need
yeah.
to mention MJ
yeah.
again.
I agree.
And then that song from Free Willy, that was great. Him and his wife just making out the whole time. He did it before Kanye. He did it before Kanye, I'm just saying.
Yeah, he blew Conway out the water 10
you
years before.
You said Conway.
Conway. Conway's better anyway.
Conway West, right here.
Yeah, he's not real.
Conway, yes.
So I definitely went... Three that I felt impacted me just as much as probably everyone else. Number three, just because I think...
Impacted how?
The theme song from Beaches?
I'll get there. I'll get to the impact part.
Beaches?
It's not Beaches. November Rain by Guns N' Roses.
Yes. I remember that one.
It's so epic. It's 9 minutes long.
It's a long song.
It starts out with a dream sequence, technically.
Who's dreaming?
Axl Rose is in a blue room. It's blue because he's sad because he just lost his wife. You'll find that at the end.
People hate me when
I
sing that.
And his wife is played by Stephanie Seymour.
Which is beautiful. Yeah. That was his girlfriend then. But he wrote the song based on a story, and he broke up with another supermodel. So it's about that supermodel, but it's based on a real story that's similar to the plot.
Terrible life of a rock star.
Yeah, it's horrible. So sad after Rose. Which, by the way, is an anagram for oral sex, if you ever know how he picked his name. No, Axl Rose.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. And then it's got the single greatest guitar solo ever. Slash walks out of the church, and there's just nothing, man. It's just him and his guitar. It's not hooked up to anything magically, but he can still play it. And he sits there and he plays his guitar
Isn't there
solo.
Some tumbleweeds that go by?
That helicopter. Yes, there's tumbleweeds. That helicopter
tumbleweeds.
Shot costs like $800,000. And it's the guy flying the helicopter had to get so low for the camera guys. That he was afraid if he kind of like went too far to the left, the wind that would come from the propeller would knock off Slash off the side of this cliff. So they're that close to killing Slash. It was amazing.
Maybe they did and just replaced
He could. You never know. I think the top hat actually flew off at one point and Slash cried. So November Rain by far is one of my favorites. Mid-90s.
Wow.
It's just epic. It's awesome and I love the song. Well, you can't hate the song. So that's number three. Number
was about December.
It could have been. Number two, what's great about music videos, and I think what makes them great, are the young directors who got their start doing them.
Definitely.
And the first young director that I remember that his name stuck out for his videos was Spike Jonze. And everyone remembers Christopher Walken Dancing, but that's not the one I'm going to.
I know.
Sabotage by BC Boys is the single most enjoyable music videos. You got Cochise, played by MCA, which is genius. They all gave him nicknames in the story. And the editors of MTV, like the police of MTV, told him to cut half the video out because there's a knife sequence that someone dies. Someone gets thrown off a side of a highway and dies. There's so much to Spike Jonze. There's a lot of death. But it's just so awesome. It has nothing to do with like the importance of the song. It's just... incredible video. And it's Spike Jonze kind of...
It's a great homage to the 70s.
70s.
Exactly.
Definitely.
Exactly.
Fast cars and goofy cops with mustaches.
Great video.
And Cochise. What a great name for a guy. Cochise.
And what's your number one?
Is that your...
Number one, I think music videos that have an impact to the band. I've never seen a music video affect a band as much as this. Plus, it's my favorite band, so that's probably reason number one.
NSYNC?
Close. Jeremy by Pearl Jam. They didn't make another music video until 1998, and it was animated because they were so distraught over what they saw in this one, which is always – it won the MTV Music Awards, which is like winning nothing. It's
What's
like music unimportant. About? It's about actually a connection to Richardson, Texas. A high school kid shot himself in front of his English class, And Eddie read the story and then quickly wrote the song. And Jeff Ament wrote the music. And then they went to an artist that Eddie Vedder knew who drew all these pictures. And those are the paintings that are in the background of the video. But they went to Mark Pellington, who's done, if you Google him, he's done a lot of movies. He turned out to be an actual decent movie director as well. I'm still flashing red because of the shot, by the way. Like, my face is on fire right now. It's that strong. But Jeremy was just so powerful, and it was about a kid who shoots himself in front of his class. And literally, Pearl Jam, other than an animated video in 98, they haven't made a concept video ever since, because they were just so jarred by what Mark Pellington did. Like, it really screwed with their minds. And so that's my number one video, because I think for a music video to affect the band as much as that.
But did it affect you as well?
It did. I'm a Pearl Jam fan for life. And that video had a lot to do with it.
Well, good.
Plus, it's a Richardson kid, so there was a connection. I felt like I was there.
You're part of the band.
Exactly. Even though there is no band footage in the video at all. It's really interesting. Like, the band themselves hate it because they, like, why were we there?
Yeah.
But it's interesting.
Cool. Good list. Andrew face is on fire. Conway.
Are you dying?
Top three musical videos.
That was a good list.
Music videos.
You got some Britney Spears?
Well, close. My runner-up, since you did bring it up, was Fatboy Slim, Weapon of Choice.
Yeah, that's a cool video.
Who doesn't?
Christopher Walken on another awesome. Level of and it, cult status.
And once again, like he did mention that that was one of Spike Jonze's earlier works before he actually broke into the movie scene. And it's just it's memorable. Who will not recognize that video right away? Just someone say, "Have you ever seen that video with Christopher Walken dancing?"
Oh yeah,
and definitely stay with me. And then my number three is a song from a guy. Pretty much, it was a one hit wonder, but it was pretty big when it came out. From a little known guy named Jamiroquai.
Can't he?
The moving of
the virtual insanity.
Oh, virtual, okay.
The moving of the couch, man. The trippiest couch video ever.
Jamiroquai, I feel just like he's had quite a few hits. Has he? Can't Heat is one of his hits.
He's big overseas, y'all. Yeah, he's not big here.
And
he's quality, though.
Yeah.
He had a song in Napoleon.
It's definitely a song I remember playing in the 90s over and over again. Watching
I hated that song. I love the video. I hated that song.
And yeah, it definitely stuck with me. And I think I went out and bought one of those Dr. Seuss hats after seeing that video and wore it every time I came in.
Was it purple?
I think it was like purple and white, maybe?
Yeah. So trippy. Yeah.
And I think that they started selling those because of that video for the most part.
I don't know. Didn't the lead singer of Four Non Blondes have that same hat?
I don't know.
I don't know who that
is. My number two.
She's quality. Four Non Blondes quality.
Is one of the very first videos I remember watching on MTV, actually. And it definitely stuck with me. It's been parodied throughout. And almost every TV show parodies at one point or another. And even today, like commercials as well. It's Take On Me by A-ha.
Oh, yeah.
The Norwegian pop group.
Yeah.
1984. And it was ahead of its time. It was one of the first uses of rotoscoping where they sort of took the band itself and animated over them, and it was really awesome video where this guy's I'm sure everyone's seen the video, but they sort of go into this guy sort of the lead singer goes into this world of animation and is chased by all these guys and eventually tries to break out, but it's definitely one that
I like the Jewish version. The Ahas. I'm sorry to everybody.
I think you should have to drink a shot for that.
It is like cursing almost.
Yeah, that was blasphemy right there.
Come on, that was hilarious.
It's hot up in there.
Gotti is turning beet red, guys.
Oh, that joke got me.
It's like, my number one.
Your number one
is from a guy who had a long career in the music business, and this was probably his most video and sort of summed up his whole life, in my opinion. And it was Johnny Cash doing a remake of
that was
song
on my
Hurts.
List too.
Oh man, that's
both
a
both
sad
those
song.
On my list.
Such a I cried song. The first time I saw that video.
It's a good video.
It is so good.
So
just,
his life.
You feel it when it comes from. Trent Reznor did a great job with it, but when Johnny Cash sings that song, it's almost like it was meant for him.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And you like feel it.
You feel you feel his pain and you feel his sorrow throughout it, and it's almost like his swan song in a way. Like watching him sing it, you're just like, it's just, it blows you away every time I see it. It's just, I get chills, and it's definitely something that stays with me, and I'll watch it at least once a week still, because it's so good, and it's just it sort of represents all of what Johnny Cash was about, and he was definitely a great inspiration. And
yeah, it was good. It's list, quality man.
Number one.
Make me cry now. All right, Gwen Reyes.
So I have done the most amount of research for a category in this entire podcast just for this one, because I love music videos. But some people, I think, some directors that have coming out of what Gotti said that have come out of the video world to go into directing. We have like Wayne Isham, Hype Williams, I think he was.
Hype!
Michel Gondry?
Michel Gondry is a great one. Jonathan Dayton, Valerie Faris, who went on to do Little Miss Sunshine.
I agree.
And Francis Lawrence.
They've been through Dallas too.
And Francis Lawrence, who got his start doing porn and then doing music videos for pop scenes, is now directing Hunger Games movies.
Makes sense. Full circle.
So mine,
some sort of circle.
Moving past like Smells Like Teen Spirit by Samuel Bayer, who's like, who has had a huge career making music videos, but hasn't really had
that video is so awesome.
It's such a
those cheerleaders in it are flawless. So creepy.
Calm down over there.
But then also speaking of cheerleaders, I really love the video for Popular by Not a Surf.
Oh, yeah. Good choice.
Which was one of the first videos I remember.
You okay? That was an aggressive sneeze right there.
You okay? we lost Gotti.
I need to lay down. I'm still feeling the effects of that one shot.
What's cool about the Popular video by Not a Surf? It's
so good.
A really great video. It shows a lot of like teen angst. Smell Like Teen Spirit and Popular kind of go together, but one's a little bit funnier than the other. But and then Jesse Peretz, who directed that, also directed Already at Brother.
But Popular was, well, yeah. I guess both of them were sort of like poking fun of the fact that like mm-hmm. the cast system in high school.
It was a dark poke fun though. I mean,
yeah,
both it's of them. Dark.
Yeah.
I also really love Radiohead's Paranoid Android.
Oh, I love that song.
Making
such a good song.
I saw them play that live.
It's a trippy video.
A ridiculously animated video.
But my number one favorite, because it's one of my favorite bands still, is Bush's Greedy Fly.
Yes!
Yeah.
Which was filmed on the same set as Seven.
Mm.
And they were able to kind of take advantage of all that. And have, it was one of the first videos I saw that had like a whole short film sort of aspect to it, where it started with trying to find a serial killer, and then it turns out that all of the members of Bush have been turned into, body parts of theirs have been turned into other creatures. And that was actually directed by Marcus Niswell, which, considering that, he went and did Texas Chainsaw Massacre and Conan the Barbarian.
Yeah. Pretty good list, man. I'm
great
impressed.
Videos. Creepy, yeah. Creepy.
And the man with the plan, Adam Conway, top three music videos.
Britney
a
Spears.
Lot of mine have been said, but I'll go with some more.
Like Toxic?
Yes, Toxic was not on that list.
Lucky
but
though.
Like a Prayer by Madonna was like a runner-up of mine. I like that video.
Which one?
Like a Prayer by Madonna.
Oh,
okay.
She kisses a
with
black man.
Black Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, what's his, he only had one name, too.
Jesus.
Leon. That's
yeah.
his name. Madonna makes out with Leon.
And another runner-up of mine was Peter Gabriel's Sledgehammer.
Oh,
Sledgehammer! He basically had his head like stuck in this like little box for like days, so
yeah.
they could stop motion around him. And yeah, he said like he got sick from the raw chickens dancing around him and stuff like that. So it took a dedication to make that video, and that video is awesome.
If you get the Blu-ray of Peter Gabriel, so there's like an hour documentary on the making of that video, Sledgehammer. It's awesome. Highly recommend it.
And he's getting inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yes,
he
is. Yes.
About time.
Yeah, how does he not make it?
Well, he got it with Genesis.
And he's better than Genesis?
Yeah, I prefer
than
Peter
Genesis.
Than
Because I don't think
Sting's Peter with Genesis.
The Police is. So.
Which doesn't make sense.
Also on my list is a video I really, really love is The Scientist by Coldplay, where
ooh.
It was like more done in reverse the whole time.
It is so sad.
Yeah, it is a sad video.
It's a really sad video.
It's a great video. So
it gets less depressing because it goes back to the beginning.
Thanks.
You start off right away wanting to kill yourself, but at the end you're like, maybe I'll wait.
And then I had Hurt and Aha, I guess, as my top ones also.
So. Nice. Good stuff. Twins agree.
Yeah.
Great the twins agree again.
But I just wonder with Hurt, like, is that a great video or is that a great...
Yes.
It's a great video just to watch him in that chair.
Yeah.
It's a great video.
Because all the montages. Yeah.
Because what other video that somebody sitting in a chair can make you feel all the feels, as you like to say.
Yeah. It's almost like Sinead O'Connor.
When you just said it out loud.
It's like right after the video, his wife dies and he dies.
I'm shocked Ace of Base hasn't made it.
Nobody picked Wrecking Ball.
Oh.
The director's cut.
Well, I haven't gone yet.
What was that
Barbie band?
Barbie Girl?
Barbie Girl. How did Aqua not make this list?
Well, I haven't gone yet.
Oh, go ahead. Maybe.
Oh, sorry. Oh,
it's just going to all be.
We're giving away all of Brian's picks.
Yes.
It's going to be ICP, Barbie, right? Everything?
Absolutely.
Do they even make music videos?
Yeah, and they're actually really good.
Oh!
Okay, so.
Says no one ever.
The top three Juggalos in our army disagree. So, like Gotti said, I think Michael Jackson stands on a category out by himself. Smooth Criminal, Thriller, Black or White. Yeah,
Scream's the most expensive video ever.
$7 million. Yes.
Also, I like the
Janet Jackson with Hot Egyptian. Too.
What's the one?
That's Remember the Time. That's a great one.
Janet has always looked hot, yep. Sir.
Bad by Martin Scorsese was amazing with Wesley Snipes. I mean, it's all really good. But
I brought that one.
Michael is a different category. He has his own category. He's the best.
What about Weird Al?
So, yes. So my number three
Amish Paradise.
My number three video is a music video by Cyndi Lauper, and it is Goonies Are Good Enough.
Oh,
and it's
great video.
It's
great
got video. The wrestler... what's his name? The big guy.
Which video? What is?
Goonies Are Good Enough. Okay. The one from the Goonies.
Awesome. Yeah.
But it's got... who's the big wrestler? Andre the Giant. Yeah, the Giant's in it. There's motorcycles. They go to a cave. I mean, it's crazy.
I've never seen this video.
You've never seen it?
I've never seen it.
On the Blu-ray of the Goonies?
Most
it's
people
on there.
Have seen Goonies played in the background of the song. They didn't play the music video as much on TV.
Yeah, but do you have the Blu-ray?
Remember when they would do that? When they would show... like they would do two different videos, like do the video that was made for it, and then if it got caught by a movie or something, then they would just put the
That's exactly what happened to this.
And they would just be
clips. The music video.
There's no clips
genius.
Of the movie in it. Yeah, it's really good. Andre the Giant's in it. It's so awesome.
It happened to Bush is Swallowed.
Yeah.
My second one is a White Stripes song called The Hardest Button to Button. It is by Michelle Gondry.
Oh, that's the.
And it's the one where like they got like 100 different jump sets. No, that's not the Lego one.
Yeah, sorry.
There's 100 different jump sets.
Yeah.
And every time was a different drum set going out.
It's really cool.
It's badass. It's how long they took. Yeah, they did.
Did he just curse?
Yeah, I did. What'd I say?
Badass.
Yeah, ass. Is that as an ass? I don't know. Is it a
curse
word?
I'm going to be the swearing commissioner and make a list of bad words.
Is badass going to be? Are you going to roll this?
It could be a positive statement.
No, there's no way ass is.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think it's the F word, the S word, the MF word.
He never
but what is the
what's
problem?
The S word? He's never going to have to drink.
The MF, S,
what's
the
F
C
F
word, MF.
What's the C word?
Cordial.
The stuff he texts us all the time.
Exactly.
See you next Tuesday?
Yeah, see you next Tuesday.
Could you calm down?
So is well, badass.
We're already brain dead. You realize that?
You have like a raspberry over there. I feel like...
So
take a shot, son. See what happens.
I'll take another one.
I'll make a list and I'll make a
Is badass on it?
Start cursing.
No, probably not.
Okay, no. Okay.
Unless you're, my thing would be, you can't.
Fucking
you
ready.
Can say
oh!
Yeah,
he did it!
What was one?
He combined it with.
I said fruckin'. I'm fruckin' ready.
I don't think so.
Okay.
If you add a.
I'm fruckin' ready to go.
What do you call that? Go ahead.
Okay, we've gone off the rails, but I'll make a decision by our next segment.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, in my number one video, I don't know if you've seen this, but it's a band called Chiba Motto, and it's called Sugar Water, and it was also directed by Michelle Gondry.
I've heard of it,
but
I've never seen it.
It is amazing how they did this video.
I'm going to have to Google this. Anything Gondry does is amazing.
The song is called Sugar Water. I actually think it was in an episode of Buffy. But
it's on its compilation,
the band is called
right?
Chiba Motto. It is on its compilation,
yeah.
It is awesome, and I'm going to post it on the Facebook page. We should post our number
That's
ones on
awesome.
The Facebook page, the music videos. But this one, if you haven't seen this video, highly recommend seeing it, and it'll blow your mind.
quality choice. Great way to end it.
Do you guys ever like find yourselves when you love a music director or video director, then like following their career?
Of course,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Gondry was the first one. I had no clue who he was, and then I saw one of his videos and was like, "Who's this dude?"
Foo Fighters. And I've seen every Foo Fighters. Yeah, ever,
but it is hard to watch a Bjork.
So like amazing. A lot of techniques he's used in some of his movies are actually in everyone.
Because I remember when I got to interview Jonathan Dayton and Valerie Faris, and all I wanted to talk to them was about Tonight Tonight. I was like, I know that you guys are here for a movie.
Well, they've done Red Hot Chili Peppers. They've done Smash. I mean, they've done so many people. It was like, I want to do the same thing, but that wasn't for...
I was
for...
like, yeah, movie sparks, move it along. But let's talk about...
Because we also had Zoe and... what's her face? What's his face? Paul Dano.
Paul Dano.
So President did Faith No More.
Does anybody like Will Smith's Miami? That's the second.
It's a good video. I just hate that song.
Yeah. So that's the problem I would have a lot of.
It's one of the videos that made me want to go to Miami. Yeah.
I think Britney Spears' videos are quality. I hate her songs, but they're quality videos.
NSYNC had terrible music videos because they always worked with Wayne Isham, and that was always what ruined them. Who was the one that went off and did that really terrible motorcycle movie with Martin Hernandez? Joseph Kahn. He made really good videos for like the rap artists.
You mean Martin Henderson?
That's what I just said.
Zoe Hernandez.
Sorry.
Same person. All right, so those are the music videos. Please let us know your favorite music videos of all time and feel free to post them on our Facebook page.
Gin and Juice.
Well, wasn't Martin Henderson also the star of Toxic?